She has left us without a word. What can this mean?
It troubles me too. Yet she knows what is best. Her grief is too great for public lamentation, and doubtless she has gone to her chamber to weep for her dead son, leading her maidens in his dirge.
It may be so, but I fear this deep silence.
Pause.
I will see what she is doing. I will go in.
Exit messenger into the palace. Enter Creon with attendants bearing Hymen's body.
But here is the king himself. Oh, look at him, bearing his own damnation in his arms.
Nothing you say can touch me anymore. My own blind heart has brought me from darkness to final darkness. Here you see the father murdering the murdered son, and all my civic wisdom. Hymen, my son. So young to die. I was the fool, not you. And you died for me.
That is the truth, but you were late in learning it.
This truth is hard to bear. Surely a god has crushed me beneath the hugest weight of heaven and driven me headlong a barbaric way to trample out the thing I held most dear. The pains that men will take to come to pain.
Enter messenger from the palace.
The burden you carry in your hands is heavy. But it is not all. You will find more in your house.
What burden worse than this shall I find there?
The queen is dead.
Oh, port of death! Deaf world, is there no pity for me? And you, angel of evil, I was dead, and your words are death again. Is it true, boy? Can it be true? Is my wife dead? Has death bred death?
You can see for yourself.
The doors are opened, and the body of Eurydice is disclosed within.
Oh, pity! All true, and more than I can bear. Oh, my wife! My son!
She stood before the altar, and her heart welcomed the knife her own hand guided. And a great cry burst from her lips for Megareus dead, and for Hymen dead, her sons, and her last breath was a curse for their father, the murderer of her sons. And she fell, and the dark flowed in through her closing eyes.
Oh God, I am sick with fear. Are there no swords here? Has no one a blow for me?
Her curse is upon you for the deaths of both.
It is right that it should be. I alone am guilty. I know it, and I say it. Lead me in. Quickly, friends. I have neither life nor substance. Lead me in.
You are right. If there can be right in so much wrong, the briefest way is best in a world of sorrow.
Let it come. Let death come quickly and be kind to me. I would not ever see the sun again.
All that will come when it will, but we meanwhile have much to do. Leave the future to itself.
All my heart was in that prayer.
Then do not pray anymore. The sky is deaf.
Lead me away. I have been rash and foolish. I have killed my son and my wife. I look for comfort. My comfort lies here, dead. Whatever my hands have touched has come to nothing. Fate has brought all my pride to a thought of dust.
As Creon is being led into the house, the Choragos advances and speaks directly to the audience.
There is no happiness where there is no wisdom. No wisdom but in submission to the gods. Big words are always punished, and proud men in old age learn to be wise.